Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Pasta, Pasta, Lots of Pasta. Yeah, that's right. Pasta, Pasta, Lots of Pasta. It was written by Amy Lucido and Mavis Demirag, and it is read today by Mommy and... What is your name?
Sprinkles, I'm back again. So can you get to the point already?
Oh, Sprinkles, the very impatient kitty cat. Is he a kitty cat?
Of course I am. What do I look like?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a bit of an attitude. He's got an attitude. Well, my friend, let's see if we can hear a story that might get right to your point. Are you ready? Is everyone ready? Let's do it. Ring-a-ding, the doorbell rings, and what did my nonna bring? Do you know what a nonna is? It sounds like something else that maybe you might know. Have you ever heard of a nana?
Of course I have.
Yeah, it's a grandma. It's her grandma. We see in the picture a little girl with her mom and dad. And here comes her grandma, and she does have something interesting in her basket here. It's a chicken with a bunch of eggs. Nonna Anna from Catania only likes to eat lasagna. Sift the flour, form a crater, bye-bye eggshells, see you later. Add some basil just for flavor, stir and stir. We're pasta makers! Do you know what lasagna is? Have you ever had? I'm sure you have. It's delicious. Knead the dough like I'm a baker. Roll it out as thin as paper. Cut it for lasagna layers. Pasta, pasta, lots of pasta made for nonna and familia. And we can see the lasagna layers and the basil and the olive oil. And it looks like they take the dough. This, she says, sift the flour and form a crater. And then you put the eggs in there, right? So she's mixing eggs and flour together to make the dough. Ring-a-ding, the doorbell rings. And oh, what did my nonno bring? Ah, can you guess what a nonno might be? No, no, Titi from Tahiti only eats our spaghettini. Tear the spinach, cut zucchini, slice the eggplants, fingers speedy. Onions make my eyes go weepy. Papa cuts them teeny weeny. Boil water till it's steamy. Cook the veggies nice and easy. Mix it all for spaghettini. Pasta, pasta, lots of pasta made for Nonno and familia. Ah, so she's got a nonna and a no-no. I'm going to let you guess what that no-no might be.
Me.
Ring-a-ding, the doorbell rings, and oh, what did my Zio bring? What indeed, let's find out. Zio Tony from Shoshone only eats a ravioli. Can you guess what a Zio, who Zio Tony might be? Her Uncle Tony. Yeah, that's right. Squish the squash until it's foamy. Zest the onion slowly, slowly. Oil and garlic for aioli. Noodle slicer roly-poly. Pinch the squares, fingers doughy. Cook them, kitchen's getting toasty. Holy moly, ravioli. Pasta, pasta, lots of pasta made for Zio and familia. Interesting. Ring-a-ding, the doorbell rings, and oh, what did my Zia bring? Any guesses what a Zia might be?
Aunt.
Aunt indeed. Zia, Trini, and Houdini only like to eat rotini. Don't forget the parrot, Pokey. Pokey only eats our gnocchi. So we can see that Auntie, or Zia, Trini, has a cat named Houdini. And for a good reason, too, because it looks like he's kind of disappearing into things. He's white right? And she also brought a parrot who only eats gnocchi, which is another type of pasta made from potatoes. Wait, what's that? The bell keeps ringing. Now I see all my cugini. Zio Rins has 5 bambini, so I have my 5 cugini. Cugini. 2 of them want bucatini, 2 of them want tortellini, Baby Joe wants cappellini. Each one of these are her cousins, and they all want pastas, but different kinds of pastas. This is the busiest kitchen I think I've ever seen. Bucatini, tortellini, oh, no, wait, we mean rotini, ravioli, spaghettini. Didn't someone want fellini? Nonno Titi, Nonna Anna, pasta, pasta, too much pasta. Zio Tony, Zia Trini, Zio Renz, and my cugini. Ah, and there's Pokey and Houdini. Ah, I hope there's some for me, she says. And in the picture, we can see the huge family, and everybody's got different pastas hanging here and plated there and in a pot here. At last, we're done. The pasta's ready. Stack the dishes. Hold them steady. Family's ready. Family's hungry. We can't wait. Then Mama cries out, grab a plate. Time for pasta, lots of pasta. For cugini, zia Trini, parrot Pokey, cat Houdini, zio Tony, nonna Titi, nonna Anna. Pasta, pasta, no more pasta. Mama looks around and... Oh, we have a big problem here, friends. In the picture, what has happened? She had all of the pasta on a big old platter.
Too bad.
Too bad indeed. She's got piles of pasta. And whoops, clunk. I think she might have stepped on the chicken, or maybe it was the parrot. But anyways, everything that was on the platter is now on the floor. And even the platters themselves are quite broken. Pasta, she says. And, oh, I agree. I'm so upset for her. Ring-a-ding, the doorbell rings. Papa asks, who could that be? Hi, she says. My name is Lisa. Looks like someone ordered pizza. Oh, my goodness, my name is Lisa. And if I had that much pizza, I would be a happy Lisa pizza person, because there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like a good half a dozen pizzas here. And so since all their delicious pasta that they worked so hard on making from scratch, oh my goodness, fell on the floor. I'm sure they didn't cry. I'm sure they picked it right back up, tossed it into the trash, and ordered a pizza. And then there's all kinds of pizzas sitting around waiting to be eaten. And I think I would be okay with eating pizza, but I would also be very sad that all my hard work on my pasta went to waste, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad. Could have taken my advice. I say, put it into sections, make one, and then people eat it all up. Make another, let the people eat up, yes. And then insurance.
Yes, I think they tried too much. I think maybe we have to become a little more flexible in this family, huh?
They didn't do too much. They just did it all at once.
Yeah.
Do it in stages.
Do it in stages next time. Brilliant choice, Sprinkles. I appreciate your input and wisdom. But now I want pasta. So bad.
Don't you dare.
And that, my friends, is...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.